Good afternoon, everyone. This is an edition of the Secular Foxhole with just Martin and I. Martin has some good stuff that he wants to share with everyone. And today our topics are going to be the podcasting 2.0, which I believe was fathered by Adam Curry, the Podfather, and Dave Jones, his sidekick.
Yep.
And their extension of that called Value for Value. Mm-hmm. Mountain, how are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Got some hectic activity here at the house, but otherwise, you know, I'm trying to hang in there.
Good, Blair. Appreciate that. And we are now coming up to soon a third year here.
September.
So we'll talk a little bit about that, plans. And we are always, you know, glad to get feedback, ideas, thoughts, and so on. Today we will talk about then for episode 54 here. And the title will be Rand's Day Boost Number. And I will propose to... this page called Boostogram Numerology. How do you say it?
With numerology?
Yeah, thanks. Numbers, things like that, with symbolic numbers. Like, for example, one of your favorite bands is Rush, right?
Right, certainly, yes.
Yeah, and I remember on a presentation that how people come to Rand's work, and some of them are doing that through Rush, the album 2112.
Right.
And that's an example of a boostogram that you could send to somebody, to like a podcasters. So that's listed on this page. So uh-huh. I wanted to add 2222, like ducks in the row. If you look at the number 2, it looks, if you have good imagination, it looks like a duck. But here is my proposition and proposal for the future, and I will see if I could add it in, because this is, you know, a bit geeky, nerdy, so you have to add it on something called a GitHub page that programmers and so on are using. So you could propose things, and you could fix things, and you could do as I did, maybe break things also.
Is that Git, G-I-T Hub?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I include that in the show notes also. But podnews.net, James Cridland, he has a podcast called Pod News, reporting on the podosphere and what's going on with podcasts and so on. So he have created a page there on GitHub. And there you have Brian of London, that we know, that thanks us that we had Bosch Foswin as a guest back in the day.
Good.
And also Oscar Merry, that's the founder of Fountain. They are all contributors to this page. But I have done something called a pull request to adding this 2222 ducks in a row, because I've heard about it and I've also given it myself. But here is my proposal for the future. And now we'll see here if you could guess, Blair and the listeners. 221905. So it's 221,900 and 905.
Well, that's February 2nd, 1905 was Ayn Rand's birthday.
Yes. So the Rand's Day, that site called randsday.com, I believe it's Harry Binswanger that created that one.
I believe that's true.
And others that have written blog posts and articles about that. That could be a holiday, Rand's Day. So what do you think about that boostgram number for the future?
Well, for the future, I'm sure, hopefully we'll have that to be able to cover that. That would be an ideal sum to give.
Yeah, so we could prepare until then next year and February 2nd. Of course, you could already boost us with that number if you want, but I want to have it so-called official to get it there. And that's the beauty of a thing, that you could always propose something like that. So that list have all kind of interesting, like the pi number, all kind of interesting numbers. And some are shorter and some are longer, depending on the symbolic in the thing there. So if you convert this, because Satoshis are bits of a Bitcoin. So if you take one Bitcoin and then divide it 100 million times, then you get the Satoshi. So today, and it fluctuates a bit, today, now, when I did a screen dump of it, so this number, 221905 Satoshis, are worth, or converted to this currency in fiat dollars, 54 0.54. So if we, that's a good bit of change, right? If we would get
$54.54, is that
yeah,
what you?
yes, so around $50. So if we will get that as a donation, we would be happy to receive it, I could say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
But this is again the beauty of the thing. You could send very small amount with no transactions fee directly from one to another. And this is the beauty of it, as I said again, to get this going. So this is my proposal for the future, Rand's Day boost number.
Very cool. Very cool.
And then I could give you then some stats here, what we have received so far. And then you will understand, it sounds maybe like a big number, but then you see what it is. But we are happy because this is only the beginning of things. You know, the whole podcast index have been around for like 2 years. And
Right.
it's right now it's around 8,000 podcasts that are hooked up to this, as you mentioned, value for value model of 4 million podcasts.
Yes.
So we have received 7,777 7777 sats so far. So that's
Nice.
about $2.
I'll take it though.
Yeah. And we've got like 10 supporters, and with this, but we are using Fountain app, and you could use, of course, our own app that we are paying for, so we need some
Well.
support for that one. But this is in beta, but it's fascinating how you could start this, getting, you know, a comment, a feedback, or a shout out, and then you have a note, and then with that note you have a direct transaction or donation or support or whatever you want to call it. You could call it tokens also, but it is real money. It is a part of a Bitcoin. And we have, you know, the guest Dave Wexler that explained that in a great way,
Yes, he did.
the whole thing. And we are still newbies, we are learning, but the whole thing that you could do it in a simple way. We have received donations by PayPal and other things, buy me coffee, and we appreciate that very much also.
Of course.
But there are some middlemen and some cuts and whatnot. And we believe in the free market, so we want to have friendly competition here. So I will do a bit here, announce the winner of this episode of 50,000 satoshis that Fountain will give as a campaign. So it's Mere Mortals, and he said he sent 2,111 sats, 211. So that's around, yeah, you could calculate that quickly. If it's like, we could say a buck or something like that then. And he said on July 24th, always nice hearing another Aussie accent. Funnily enough, I don't listen to so many Aussies podcasters. All my favorite are around the globe, related to episode 52, too, with returning
Right.
guest Vinay Kathar.
Right. Yeah, he's in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that episode. So you will see also if people have done directly to the show, or if you have done it to a specific episode also. And you then, if somebody write a note, you could also comment on that back or reply to that. So if we say this, then we have added Vinay, and he's Savvy Street, so he have added himself to this Fountain app. So
Right.
we had added him to the split, 31%, and you and I get 32 each. And then it is 1% is going back to the podcast index for the system, and then 4% Fountain is taking for running this also.
Think that's
So you could do,
pretty fair all around.
yeah. So in the future, when people listen and donate to this episode, when Winnie, our guest, is there, he will get the cut of that. And we want all our guests who want to join this to add them to the split. So that's pretty
Yes.
fascinating how that could work out in the future.
That's right. I'm again more and more fascinated with this Bitcoin idea. That's it's completely decentralized. In other words, the government cannot manipulate it.
Nope.
That alone is worth anyone who's skeptical to investigate it. And the best book on that that I have found, and I know Martin is reading it as well. It's called The Bitcoin Standard by Saifedean Ammous. That's Saifedean Ammous. He's a brilliant economist, and both Martin and I are plowing through that book. And I bought his second book called The Fiat Standard, which, yeah, I'm sure he decimates the history of fiat currency and how it's basically destructive of wealth. I can't wait to finish this book to start that one. And hopefully someday he will be on our show, but that's maybe a pipe dream at the moment. And I didn't tell Martin about this, but I'm going to give a shout out to Jack Spierko and his podcast, The Survival Podcast. He's been doing that for, I think, 15 years. And just recently, he had a gentleman on, I believe his name is Guy Swan. And he has one of the most legitimate Bitcoin. It's where you can purchase Bitcoin. And that's even as small an amount as $10 a month or as much as $50 a week or whatever, $10,000 a week if you're wealthy. You can do any range like that. And I am an affiliate. I actually started a Bitcoin account with Swan Bitcoin. And I am an affiliate. And I'll give my affiliate web address in the show notes, and I have to disclose that I get 25% of any new member using my link for 12 months.
Great.
So and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I listened to that when I was on a train from been on vacation.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Listened to that. He was a guest on the show, but he has a podcast himself also, right?
Or yes, he does. Yeah.
And also has a podcast about, thanks for that reminding me, because I was looking for this, because I will talk about that on my podcast, teaparty.media. I got a reaction of somebody, you know, using Fountain, but especially about this Bitcoin. And Adam Curry had said that also, that this cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, it could be confusing and also could be, people could be afraid of it. So, but he has a podcast also, I think, about all this, and I don't use strong words, but SH*T coins and scams and all these kind of things. Because if you have that list of all the so-called cryptocurrencies out there, it's lots of garbage. But again, if it's a free market, it will take care of itself. It's sad if people are getting fooled or duped or dumped or whatever. But yeah, so I think he has a podcast about that also, really, you know, taking care of the bad apples out there.
Yes, so that's good. He's a very, very sharp, very intelligent individual. And I grew to respect him just in that hour and a half or 2 hours that he was talking to Jack, whom I've always admired for the last several years. And Martin, I'm gonna email you my link, my affiliate link.
Please do.
And so for the show notes for this episode.
Yeah.
But again, so I think that I know Bitcoin has been smeared, of course, by your usual government hacks. Yeah. But they know it's a threat.
Yeah.
It's a threat. You know, they know. So, I'm hoping they're realizing that their time is soon up.
Yeah, so maybe next year. I was planning to do that around my birthday because it's Bitcoin Pizza Day around May 22nd, I think. That was the history about, you know, more than 10 years ago. A programmer, I think it was, that was hungry and bought two pizzas, pies, as we say in American, for, what was it, Domino's or some other? I don't know.
I don't remember the actual one. But
he paid several Bitcoins for that, and that turned into this celebration.
So, it was 10,000 Bitcoins, but that's when Bitcoin was like $2 a coin.
Yeah. So now it will be 10,000 times $50,000, or what is it?
Yeah,
or 25, depending on, you know, again, a current exchange. But that's fascinating, Blair. So thanks again for this, because this is also that this could be a value to listen to us newbies in this area, trying to learn and fall forward and try to, you know, really figure it out. And I mean, that we got from a previous episode with Andy about logic and Aristotle, and to really to get it. So I appreciate that. So I will do a short here run through what with the 10 around 10 donations here. Mere Mortals, then several times. Jack Hyde, the Secular Foxhole. So you have tested the system also, Blair?
I think I did,
good
just
job.
That one time, yes.
Yeah, 48 sats, June 11. Blairing is testing the system I wrote here. Mere Mortals again in June 7. Jesus, Gar's City, 238 sats streamed. So you could also set like 10 sats per minute or 100 sats or whatever per minute, because you could earn then Satoshis if it's hooked up on Fountain. So if you listen to podcasts like Spirko, you earn Satoshis. And then you could decide to every minute to give him and his podcast Satoshis. So
yes.
That's also, you could get the boostergram, like a telegram, you could say it, a donation directly one time, but you could also stream per minute when you listen to podcasts. So
yes.
We have got a user here called 689522 dot, 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 long number, because you often get the number. You got that and then you changed it to Secular Foxhole.
Yes, I did. I probably should have used my name, but that's okay.
No, but know. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
So 858 sats streamed. And then Mary Oscar of Fountain, he streamed 95 sats at the beginning, testing the system also. And you
very nice.
658392, 87 sats streamed. And then I tested the system with 35 sats streamed. So that's the list. So now we have done, you know, checkmarked everyone, because that's often how podcasts are doing every time they have an episode and check.
They thank their donors.
And
yes.
Now we have announced the winners, but that's how you could do it. So now I have done the catch up here.
Well, I think that's great. And thank you for that, Martin. But I want to reiterate to our listeners, this, the Fountain app, it's just called Fountain. That is, I'm not sure if there's any other apps, but this app is the gateway not only for podcasters to earn Satoshis, but guests and listeners to earn Satoshis.
Yep.
So it's everyone benefits. It's value for value.
Yep.
But thanks for letting me plug my affiliate link.
Yep.
And I sent you that email just now.
Yeah, great.
For the show notes. And
so thanks for that explanation. I will do also, if you have time here, for a bit of another stats, because we are very transparent here. So here is the stats from our, as I call it, audio hotel or the podcast host, Captivate.
Oh, yeah, I love those guys.
So unique, and I have been on them also. Hello, Mark Asquith and company and all the team out there. How it's going with podcasting 2.0 applications, and they are all for it. So they have like transcripts and other things like that. And this will be the friendly competition also. Recently, there was a service called RSS.com, that is a hosting company, that incorporated a service called Albi. So you could, if you start an account there, you get directly in the podcast player that you could get Satoshis through a service called Get Albi. In the future, we'll see if we could add that to our own page, our own site.
Yes, I think we'll try.
I think we'll be able to do that. So then people, when they come to the site, and if they have this plugin in the Chrome browser, I think mainly, they will see, this site, you could donate. So here, for example, think about some of the guests that we have had, like authors. If they do that, they come to their site and say, you could support my work directly.
Yeah.
And that will be paid directly with no
to them. Yes, no, there's
because
no
they are visiting the site.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. I mean, it's so powerful.
Again, it completely eliminates
it does.
The parasites.
Yeah. So, unique listeners so far, when I checked 2,930, and they check the IP address then, that's the thing. It's no personal data or information that's taken, but, you know, where you're listening, how you're listening, where from.
Yeah, great.
All-time downloads is 5,506.
Nice.
And we are maybe a record month. Maybe if we look back in the future when we talk next time, if we got that. But if we get to 400, we are around 390 right now at this
moment. Oh, my.
So
oh,
if
great.
We have some downloads today, last day of
the month. Yeah, last day of the month, we'll hit 400.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so far, the latest 28 days a month is now USA, Argentina, Czech, Venezuela, Spain, Sweden for some reason, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, and Netherlands. So think about this mix. It's pretty interesting. The
Yes.
latest period, the Mannfair. So I'm thinking of that. I'm thinking aloud now. So maybe we should, reach out or get some guests from South America or figure out the new listeners coming from this part of the world, for example. So that's interesting. But
That is
also,
great.
other places in Europe and USA, we want to have on the top of the list. Personally, I think that that's a big market and should be. Canada should be there also, I think. And if you go to the all-time list, then it's USA, top 10 here, India, Sweden, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, the Netherlands, Norway, Argentina, and Uruguay. And
Wow.
now we have 80 countries. And they have listened. So,
That's great. So we're worldwide
yeah.
to a certain extent.
Do you want us to at the end here mention any future guests that we are planned or having in mind, or should that be a secret?
Well, right now, we've Bosch Fosten has a, he wants to be back on the show, and we would love to have him. He's an objectivist artist. And I have solidified Professor Stephen Hill. We're going to discuss his book, Explaining Postmodernism, and that's in September. And those are the only two that I want to mention at this time. The others are still up in the air.
And we are planning it forward. So I could say the first name then, so you know that if you listen. So Ken, Brian, Leopold, we will be in touch.
That's correct. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk to those two, those three for sure. All right. Listen, I've got to run.
So, thanks for your time, Blair, and talk to you soon again.
That's correct, Martin. Thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah,
And
same here.
let's touch base this week.
Cheerio.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.